Beyond Oxford, Practical College English Course, Book 3, Unit 1, For a More Ethical Community, Mutual Respect. 2. Spanking Coming to an End. A woman is explaining her ideas about parenting. Listen to her talk on parenting, then fill in the blanks.
I've been persuading parents not to spank children for over 12 years now. If you give parents enough tools, and better tools than spanking, they will use them and stop feeling the need to spank their children. I know that spanking isn't right for children. I can help with tools to achieve the desire to discipline them without spanking. I need to keep moving forward, offering these tools until spanking no longer makes sense to them. Peace begins at home. If parents decide to discipline their children through non-violent parenting, they will contribute to changing our society. It is the only way to raise our next generation. Our children will be committed to non-violence and have respect for one another's human rights and dignity. I've been persuading parents not to spank children for over 12 years now. If you give parents enough tools, and better tools than spanking, they will use them and stop feeling the need to spank their children. I know that spanking isn't right for children. I can help with tools to achieve the desire to discipline them without spanking. I need to keep moving forward, offering these tools until spanking no longer makes sense to them. Peace begins at home. If parents decide to discipline their children through non-violent parenting, they will contribute to changing our society. It is the only way to raise our next generation. Our children will be committed to non-violence and have respect for one another's human rights and dignity. 4. An award should go to the cashier. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
During my recent trip to one of the local malls, I ran into a little convenience store, grabbed the few things that I needed, and hit the express lane. There was a couple in front of me with only a few items. Cool. This should be a breeze. Or so I thought. By the looks of them, the couple were well into their golden years. In front of them were three cans of cat food. They showed their cashier a coupon. Buy two cans of cat food and get the third can for free. The cashier wasn't honoring the coupon because the cat food they had was different from what was indicated on the coupon. They showed their displeasure at the whole matter, but in the end, the cashier gave in and was going to honor the coupon despite it indicating the wrong cat food. It was at this point that she noticed that the coupon had expired. They poured into the cashier something violent. When the smoke cleared, she also agreed to honor the expired coupon for the wrong cat food. I waited in line and watched. The old man waited until the transaction was almost complete, and then, and only then, did he pull out the pen and commence to fill out the check. The cashier asked him to show a form of identification to prove the check was valid. The elderly couple did not have a piece of identification on them. They complained about how their cats were going to starve because the cashier wouldn't accept their dollar check. Respect elderly people, the cashier thought. So, to settle things, the cashier accepted their check without any identification for the wrong cat food with an expired coupon.
5. Read me. Read the lyrics of a song and enjoy it.
Oh, salvation back.
Just sending your love has the power to heal. So let's argue. It's not a lot to give, just a little bit.
Out of charity. 2. Donating money to hurricane victims.
Anne and Dace are talking about a hurricane in America. Listen to the conversation and complete the answers.
Have you heard any more reports on the hurricane?
Yes, quite a lot. No water, no power, no shelter. And homeless people are in need of food and clothing.
Unbelievable! I think the federal government should do something about it.
I guess we could also do something to help the victims, like donating money to charity.
Sounds good.
When donating money, we need to watch out for charities that have sprung up overnight. And don't give money to lawyers for charities.
Why not?
Because lawyers usually take a portion of the money to cover their costs, thus leaving less for victim assistance.
I see. How about sending cash?
That's not good either. The best choice is to contribute by check or credit card.
Okay, I'll take your advice and do what I can to help the victims.
Yes, it's always good to give a helping hand.
Have you heard any more reports on the hurricane?
Yes, quite a lot. No water, no power, no shelter. And homeless people are in need of food and clothing.
Unbelievable! I think the federal government should do something about it.
I guess we could also do something to help the victims, like donating money to charity.
Sounds good.
When donating money, we need to watch out for charities that have sprung up overnight. And don't give money to lawyers for charities.
Why not?
Because lawyers usually take a portion of the money to cover their costs, thus leaving less for victim assistance.
I see. How about sending cash?
That's not good either. The best choice is to contribute by check or credit card.
Okay, I'll take your advice and do what I can to help the victims.
Yes, it's always good to give a helping hand. 4. Charity and honesty. Read the passage and then do the exercises.
For 4 years, Burlington, Colorado has spent $50,000 trying to recruit doctors. But it couldn't persuade any of them to settle in that rural area near the Kansas border. Burlington could have applied for a federal program assigning doctors, to needy regions in exchange for payment of medical school costs or student loans. But those doctors sometimes leave as soon as their obligations are fulfilled. Finally, the town found a solution in its own backyard. A wealthy resident agreed to finance medical school tuition and books for two Burlington High School graduates in exchange for their promise to return home. "I've been lucky," said Harold MacArthur, 82. "I've made a lot of money, and I'm going to spend it. I like this idea very much. I'll pay for it myself." He has set aside about $30,000 for their first year. If the students do well, he will add another fund for their expenses annually. The two candidates, Sacramento Pimentel and James Perret, were born in Mexico of migrant workers. Their fathers work as farmhands in Burlington. Their mothers work in local restaurants. For a time, the two young men had doubted they would even go to college, much less to medical school. But Colorado State University awarded them undergraduate scholarships. When they were considering medical school, their funds were limited. Then came MacArthur's aid. A contract could have been drawn up that would legally bind the young man to return to Burlington, but McCarthy simply wanted to shake hands on the deal.
Vocabulary. New words.
Unethical.
Behavior.
Spank.
Parenting.
Achieve.
Discipline.
Nonviolent.
Contribute.
Commit.
Nonviolence.
Dignity.
Convenience.
Grab.
Item.
Breeze.
Honor.
Indicate.
Displeasure.
Expire.
Transaction.
Complete.
Commence.
Identification.
Valid.
Starve.
Disaster.
Via.
Ruin.
Hurricane.
Shelter.
Clothing.
Federal.
Overnight.
Quake affected.
Intervene.
Sympathy.
Replace.
Heal.
Recruit.
Border.
Needy.
Solution.
Backyard.
Wealthy.
Resident.
Tuition.
Annually.
Farmhand.
Award.
Undergraduate.
Scholarship.
Legally.
Male.
Marital.
Status.
Guardian.
Wage.
Tip.
Taxable.
Specify.
Pension.
Certification.
Certify.
Accurate.
Proper nouns.
Kansas.
Burlington High School.
Harold MacArthur.
Sacramento Pimentel.
James Perret.
Colorado State University.
Hispanic.
Caucasian.